Thanks to both of you for being here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'll start with you, Gilbert. Zebulun, kind of a home for you, right? You're a Zebulun native, have a chance to come back and now serve in the community that you were born and raised in. How special is that for you?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great opportunity. It's a rare opportunity to just kind of get to lead my hometown. I was born and raised in Zebulun. And just to be able to come in as a town manager and to be able to put my imprint on some things that happened in my town is great.
First off, thank you for your service to our country. Really appreciate all that you did serve in our country. You mentioned the vision and putting your fingerprints on Zebulun. What are some of your vision items that you'd like to tackle in your first few months on the job?
Yeah, so what I want to do, Zebulun is a growing community, as we all know. And we're wrestling with that same issue that a lot of communities are having. We want to maintain the small town feel, but at the same time, we want to grow and be able to offer those amenities of a larger community. And so just being able to work with our planning department, our economic development department, to make sure that we grow smartly, that's one of my biggest priorities to get done first.
Yeah, I want to piggyback on that a little bit, too, because we do hear so much about growth. And as you mentioned, Zebulun's one of the fastest growing municipalities in Wake County. Wake County as a whole growing by like 51 people per day or something like that. Yep. How do you manage that growth moving forward?
Yeah, so we work closely with our planning department and, like I said, with our economic development department to make sure that we're listening to the community, listening to the citizens, getting ideas and getting their feedback on what types of thing they'd like to see, and just going from there.
Caleb, with Parks and Rec, I know there's been a lot of updates and a lot of conversation around the Parks and Rec department and some big updates going on there, too.
Yeah, it's been fascinating watching our Parks and Recreation department adapt to the needs of our community. And they're doing some really innovative stuff. You know, with a town growing as quickly as Zebulun is, you've run the risk of falling into old habits, but our Parks and Recreation department really hasn't. You've seen events like Candy Cane Lane, which brings in thousands of people from around the region every single year, and some new ideas they've had, like their sensory-friendly Saturdays, which are aimed at providing activities for people with disabilities in our community. And the community's really responded to this. You know, Parks and Recreation program attendance has nearly doubled in the last year, and we're seeing similar trends with events and athletics.
Do you feel like that's kind of the trend overall in your community, where people want to be involved in hyper-local activities to meet some of their neighbors?
Yeah, so I think it's a big deal, and that goes back to just maintaining that small town feel. Like I said, you want to have that intimate feeling to where you're part of a small town, but.
In terms of the police department, I know there's a lot going on. There's been some changes to the strides that they've made. They've made some changes as well. And reading some of the notes this morning, crime way down in Zebulun.
Yeah, crime is down 25% since 2023, so that's a good thing. There's also this care unit that we've implemented. We've got two interns and a social worker coming on board in the next fiscal year, where they actually go out and address some of the different soft issues like trauma and some of the mental health issues. And so that's been a great, great program.
Yeah, and it's a first of its kind initiative in Wake County. And we're really seeing the impact over just all across Zebulun. You know, something like this has never really been piloted. And it really comes back to the community-centered policing philosophy that our police department has. It's changing the face of law enforcement in Zebulun.
Yeah, it's the stigma of it too, right? It's maybe not fearing the law enforcement, but embracing the job that they do as well, right?
Exactly.
The mental health side of this, how important is that to be able to address some of these mental health challenges in your community?
It's vital. It's vital. And a lot of it does not get reported, right? A lot of that stuff kind of flies under the radar. And so for those interns and the social worker to be able to address those issues, what it does is it helps them to deal with issues before they get escalated.
And we're seeing data that trauma, especially in early childhood or with juveniles, leads to greater crime rates, leads to increased recidivism, and leads to just increased trauma throughout a community in this cycle of trauma. So addressing it at source goes a long way towards crime prevention.
To that end, what do you attribute the crime being down overall since last year, what 20-something percent? What are the biggest factors at why crime is down so much in Zebulun?
From what I see, I think it's the community policing, right? We've got a lot of new officers. We've got officers that actually get out in the community, and they take place in a lot of events, like cops and bobbers, coffee with a cop, and so the police officers are able to get out into the community.
Let me ask you about the Talk with the Town program that you've got coming up next month and how important that is for
you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be myself, Caleb, our new assistant town manager. We've got some new department heads. We'll be having a conversation with our mayor, Mayor Glenn York. So it's just a time for for the town to come out, have a good conversation, meet the town, and just ask whatever questions you've got.
And that's going to be February 27th at Zebulon Town Hall from 5:30 to 8 p.m.
I love it. And then I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Five County Stadium. You know, the Mudcats leaving after this year, going to Wilson. What's going to happen with Five County Stadium?
Yeah, we got some good news about Five County Stadium. Wake County and the town of Zebulon recently put out an RFP inviting investors in Wake County, North Carolina, and across the country to submit their ideas and visions for the future of Five County Stadium. At the same time, we're about to launch a public feedback campaign soliciting feedback and opinions from our residents to figure out what they want to see from that site. You know, Five County Stadium has been such an important venue for the people of our region, bringing in an average of more than 100,000 people a year. And so we want to make sure that whatever we're doing next, it really meets the needs of our residents and continues to be a space that people want to come to.
Outstanding stuff. Town managers, I'll let you guys go. Give me one or two things you want our listeners to know about Zebulon and what makes it special.
One thing I want you to know is that Zebulon is the town of friendly people. And as a new town manager, it's my job to make sure that that is, in fact, a true statement.
I can attest to that. It's a true statement.
Yes,
the town manager of Zebulon, Gilbert Todd, and communications director, Caleb Harmon. Thank you both for being here this morning. Always good to see both of you, and look forward to visiting again real soon.
Thanks for having us.